All of these, I tell you about these events because all of these events are having an impact on the thinking of the anarchist community and the foreign-born anarchists like Sacco and Vanzetti. And it explains, and this is how they explained it, and it seems reasonable, that that's why they were carrying guns. All of them, or anybody in that community was expecting to be raided or to be apprehended, to be seized by the police, to be interrogated, to be deported and so on, they were carrying guns. Was that the explanation for them carrying guns? I don't know. I don't know, I'll tell you right now, I don't know if Sacco and Vanzetti were guilty of this robbery and murder. And the truth is, that's not the issue that interests me the most. Because whether they were guilty or were innocent, There are larger questions involved, and the questions have to do with justice, the nature of justice, and the way justice is meted out in our society, and that the fact that that justice really doesn't have a lot to do with whether people are innocent or guilty of a particular crime, and has a lot more to do with who people are, what they represent, what they do in their lives, and what threats they pose, not to this individual or that individual, but what threats they pose to the existing societal structure. And it was assumed that the anarchists posed a threat to the existing social structure in the United States. And when they were picked up, the police interrogation, the record of the police interrogation, does not suggest that the police were most concerned about whether they had committed the robbery and murder. Here are the questions from the police interrogation. Police to Sacco. Are you a citizen? Sacco, no. Police, are you a communist? Sacco, no. Anarchist? Sacco, no. He's lying. Now, why somebody should lie to the police is beyond me. But he chose to lie to the police. But the point is that what were they interested in? They were interested in whether he was a communist or an anarchist, and what bearing does this have on whether he was guilty of this robbery and murder? The whole case was suffused by patriotism and appeals to the flag. And that was the atmosphere, you know, in which it took place. At the very beginning of the trial, the judge, Judge Webster Thayer, said to the jury, "Gentlemen," no ladies on the jury, "gentlemen, I call upon you to render this service here that you have been summoned to perform with the same spirit of patriotism, courage, and devotion to duty as was exhibited by our soldier boys across the seas." Strange kind of charge to the jury, putting them in the same position as soldiers doing their patriotic duty, especially in light of the fact that Sacco and Vanzetti had left this country, had gone to Mexico to avoid the draft. They were draft dodgers. They had not fulfilled their patriotic duty. Now the jury was going to fulfill its patriotic duty. More of the police interrogation. Police to Sacco, "Do you believe in this government of ours?" "Yes, some things I like different." That's a very diplomatic answer. He really likes things very different, but he's being... "Sure. Do you subscribe for literature of the Anarchist Party?" "Sometimes I read them." "How do you get them? Through the mail?" "A man gave one to me in Boston." "Who was the man?" "I don't know him." Again, were they looking for robbers? Were they looking for people who subscribe to anarchist magazines, and et cetera, you know, et cetera.